Under immense pressure from critics over its strong-arm tactics, the Environmental Protection Administration is only doubling down on the little guy. The EPA is preventing a family from building a home on its own land in a town called Priest Lake, Idaho, and threatening the family with fines of $35,000 a day. Here to help.
There's more than once we keep thinking that we'll wake up and the nightmare's over, but every day it's just keep going down the same path.
Here to help make sense of this is Damon Root, senior editor of Reason Magazine. Damon, it's a pleasure. Welcome here. How on earth can the EPA call this land, which is dry as a bone, which is abutted by two roads, which these people own, for which they've received every conceivable approval to build on the land, wetlands?
Well, under the Clean Air Act, Judge, the EPA can use what's called an administrative compliance order, which allows them to basically tell property owners, it's a government command that says you have to stop what you're doing, you have to do what we say in terms of how you're using your property. And this is not subject to judicial review. So they cannot, that's what the Sacketts want to do. They want to go before a court, go to a federal judge and say, listen, we think the EPA is wrong. This is not a wetland. We want our day in court. And the EPA is fighting them all the way.
And where is the case in the courts?
The case is now before the Supreme, it's about to be argued before the Supreme Court just
right.
Next week.
So the Supreme Court of the United States is going to decide whether the Constitution permits the Congress to authorize federal bureaucrats to stop people from using their land in a reasonable way as they want to. Let me ask you this. Who owns the land? The Sacketts or the EPA?
Well, unfortunately, the EPA essentially has this free reign over the land. And that's, you know, and that's really what this is all about. It's about due process, which we have under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, which says the government cannot take our life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And that means we get if we believe the government is infringing on our rights, we get to go before a court and make our case. And that's what these people want to do.
How inappropriate is it for the federal government, for federal bureaucrats 2,000 miles away, telling these people how to use their land? It used to be all you had to do was comply with local laws, locals who knew the land and knew the neighborhood and knew the history of the land. Now you have bureaucrats in Washington telling people in Idaho, you can't use that land. We're going to prevent you from using it. No trial, no rules, no evidence. We've just decided this. Rand Paul calls this an assault on private property rights.
Unfortunately, you know, property rights are under assault in many ways in this country, and it would be great if the Supreme Court could really step up and get this one right. You know, one of the things is, you mentioned, I mean, this is a neighborhood where this lot is zoned for residential use. It's a subdivision. Their lot is surrounded by other properties. There's a sewer hookup. I mean, this is they're in compliance with all local laws.
I think this is a victory for private property after the court rules. Damon Root, it's a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Judge.